Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Samech Aleph. So we got to the very last line of Samech Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, quote from the Mishnah of Lot B'Yochid B'Zman Shein B'Raglo Maka. We had said that a person cannot wear a sandal if he's wearing just a singular shoe, unless he has a maka. If he has no maka, he can't wear a singular shoe, implying if he does have a maka, he can wear a singular shoe. So the Gemara says now on daf Samech Aleph, the very top line, Ha Yesh B'Raglo Maka, if there is a cut, a wound, an injury on one of the feet, nafik behemenayu, nafik, he could go out. So asks the Gemara, behemenayu nafik, which shoe does he wear? Which, the right foot, the left one, the one with an injury, the one without the injury, which shoe should he be wearing? So the Gemara says it's a machlokas. The Gemara says that Amar Rafuna be'osa sheish b'maka, the one that he has a cut, the one that he has the wound, that's the one he's allowed to wear a shoe. But the other one, it should be barefoot. So Alma the Gemara says, we see from here, kasavar sandal l'shem tzar avid, that the sandal was made to protect the person because of pain. It's not there for comfort. It's there to avoid additional pain. As Rashi says, two lines down, sandal l'shem tzar avid, shlo yinagif b'yaseidos hadarachim v'yitzar. So he shouldn't step on any pegs or nails. So it's there to protect his injured foot. Hilkach kisharon also tzoleh. When you see the guy limping, the yodin sheish b'raglo maka, they know there's a cut there. Ein nechoshin also shetoin eshashayin b'yodo. There's no concern that maybe where's the other shoe? Maybe he's carrying it. No, they see he's limping. They see he's only wearing one shoe. Must be he's wearing the shoe to protect it, but he's not carrying another foot, another shoe. Gemara then says, Chiyah barav amar, b'osa she'en b'maka. No, you wear the shoe dafka on the one that you don't have an injury. Why? It's alma, kasavar l'shem tainug avin. The shoe isn't there to protect from injury. Rather, it's there to for enjoyment, for comfort. V'zu she'esh b'maka, makasa mochechas alaha. So when you see a guy wearing one shoe, so the other shoe, the other foot, the guy has no shoe in it. So you're not concerned he's carrying it because you see the injury. It's bigger, it's fatter, there's a bandage on it, and therefore there's no concern. So this machlokas, what the function of a sandal was. Was it to protect from tsar, or was it to create tainuk, to create comfort? Just to look at Rashi, Rashi says, L'shem tainuk ovid, adam istinis virach, a person who's very soft and sensitive in particular, he wears the shoes just to give him extra comfort. Umakir mitoch ma'asav, we see from his actions it's recognizable, shenal na'alo achas shu'istinis, he's wearing one shoe because he's very, very particular about the extra comfort. V'zuma kasa mochechas ala, the one that has the injury, the foot that has the injury on it, mevinin, we understand, shemaka monasa milino, that the injury prevents him from putting on that shoe for the extra comfort. We're not choshed, he's carrying it perhaps in his hand. So that's the machlokas. The Gemara now says back inside, he also held this way. Give me a shoe. He gave him his right shoe first. So give me only one shoe that maybe I have an injury. So you see from here that he paskins like Rav Huna, that you wear it on the foot that has osamaka. So Gemara says, well, how do you know? Dilma kechir barav sarvele, v'hachin kamar, asisa shel small maka. Maybe he was giving the right foot first, and he was saying that maybe the injury was in the left foot. So there's no ride. The fact they just brought one, the right shoe, doesn't mean that the injury was on the right foot. Maybe the injury was on the left foot. There's no ride from this particular Gemara. The Ozdi Rabbi Yochanan the Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan would go to Shitaso, why you'd give the right foot? Because I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kitfilin Kach Minalin. Just like Tfilin, so too that's how you wear shoes, which means, Ma Tfilin Bismol, Af Minalin Bismol. Just like we put the Tfilin on the left hand, so too we put the shoes on the left hand. What does that mean? See, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ozdi Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Asisa, halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi, There's this chashivas that if you give the right shoe first, so then you wouldn't give the left foot afterwards, because the left foot is more chashiv. Left foot goes first. So the fact to give the right foot first must be that you're not putting the left foot. It's only one shoe. Well, how do you know you put the left foot on first? So the Gemara said, Rashi explained, Tfilin b'smol, k'di alfinin b'menachos, me'al yadcha, mole yad kaha. So the yadcha said, yadcha should really be spelled yadcha, but it said yadcha mole, full with an extra hay. Okay, it's always a nekeva, it's a female, which are weaker. So kaha, the weaker hand, d'haynu smol, she kaha in a chatashmish. It's weaker in terms of a function, in terms of strength, but it still says, nonetheless, the din is the tfilin goes in the left hand. So just like tefillin goes in the left hand, nothing on the right hand, so too, with respect to wearing shoes, you should put the left shoe on first, before the right shoe. That's the din we learned at least at this stage of the Gemara. So Gemara says, wait a second. Is it really true we put the left shoe on before the right shoe? Meisive. Kishu noel, noel shel yamin v'achakach noel shel shmal. The Braisa clearly states, when you put on the shoes, you first put on the right foot, and then you put on the left foot. So Amar Rav Yosef hashta, the Tanya hachi, v'amar Rav Yochan hachi. Now, we have a Braisa that says left foot. And rather, we have a Braisa that says right foot. We have Rav Yochanan who says left foot. So now, we have different opinions. So David hachi, Avid, David hachi, Avid, who wants to do it this way, like Rav Yochanan, and put on the left foot, for the right, left foot for, can. Those who want to be like the Braisa could put the right foot on. There is no, we're not machri the din here. Either way, it's fine. David hachi avid, David hachi avid. So Amar le Abaye Dilma, Rabbi Yochanan hamasnisa lahavashmile. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear this Braisa. Vi havashmile havahadarbe. Had he heard the Braisa, he would have retracted and would have passed like the Braisa that Noel shayamim first. He put the right foot on first. Vi nami shmile. Had he heard the Braisa, the kasavar ein halacha koso mishum. Maybe he would have heard the Braisa. It wouldn't have held like that to halacha. So, unclear. So, still not sure what to do. So, comes along Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Yirei Shemaim, Yotzei Deishtem. You have this concept often, not so often in the Gemara, but oftentimes in Psak Halacha, that when it's possible to fulfill both opinions, to be Machman in all opinions, so Yirei Shemaim, one who's fearful of Hashem and wants to fulfill every single iota of Halacha, he could be Yotzei both of them. How? Umana Barbre de Ravana. He was an individual, as such, who was a Yirei Shemaim, who wanted the Yotzei Deishnayim. Heichi Avi, what would he do? Sayim diyamina velokater. He would put on the right shoe and not tire. Vesayim dismola, and then he'd put on the left shoe. Vekater, then he'd tie the left shoe. Vahadar kater diyamina, then he'd tie the right shoe. Now, as opposed to, while he was very makbid, Amar Ravashi chazin leravkana delo kapit. I saw Ravkana, and he wasn't very makbid. So this is, of course, brought down the halacha. If you just take a look at some Rashi's for a second, Rashi says that Visayim the smaller Rashi says Vekater Nimtza Nilas Yamin Kodemus L'Smol Kimas Nisam. The right shoe goes on first like the Braisa, but Kshira Smol L'Shel Yamin Kerb Yochanan. But the left tying of the shoes is the left foot before the right foot like Kerb Yochanan, and so that's the din. It's brought down to Halacha. That's what a person should do. And the reasons are, what's the connection of the till and to shoes? How do you have such a connection? So Rabbi Kivi Eger brings from the Eimek HaMelech, he quotes the din that just like the Gemara in Chulin teaches us that when it came to Avram Avinu after the war, the kings, and he won the war, so the Pasuk says, Imichut Vad Sochnal, he didn't want to take anything from Malki Tzedek, from a little thread to the shoelace. So the Gemara in Chulin tells us that we were zochah to two mitzvahs for the fact that Avraham Avinu wouldn't take anything from Malki Tzedek. We're zochah to tcheitz of tzitzis, that's im michut, and from srochnal, from the shulais, we're zochah to this inin of tefillin. That's what the Gemara says. So you see that it's a correlation between tefillin and shoes. It's just like the tefillin is tied in the left hand, so to we tie the left shoe first. That's the din. The Levush brings a different answer, and there are some nafkaminas, but that's the pashup shot. Now, this affects many areas of halacha in terms of putting on right foot. When you get dressed, the halacha is you should put the right sleeve in first and then the right leg of pants first. We should always be makdim the right. The only time we're makdim the small is when it comes to kshir, when it comes to tying. So there's a discussion in poskim, if you're tying something around your left, buttons. Is buttons considered similar to tying? Is that considered connecting? And therefore, if you're buttoning your left sleeve, you should go before your right sleeve. Is that considered kshira? Or perhaps, no, it's not kshira, and therefore the right should go first. It comes in terms of many halakhas outside of kshira, in terms of bathing, the post can talk about. That when you bathe, the person should first be makdim his rosh, because the rosh is the rosh shel kol evarim, it's the head of all the limbs. But when it comes to the body, you should do the right arm before the left arm, and the right leg before the left leg. Now, there is an interesting question that comes up in terms of bathing, now that they talk about this, that we're makdim in the rosh. So you should have to wash the head and the hair before the rest of your body because the rosh is the head of all the evarim, the whole guf. So they ask a question, well, if it's really the head of the whole guf, so how come by tefillin, we don't put tefillin sharosh before the tefillin shayad? Why is tefillin shayad go before tefillin sharosh? And so the Achronim answer, because when it comes to tefillin, we go ma'al makodesh vein moridim. Tefillin sharosh is more chashiv, more kadosh than tefillin shayad. So we start with the yad and we elevate to tefillin sharosh. That's why we go in that order. When it comes to, with respect to rechitza, bathing, there is no inyan of ma'al mekodesh vein moridin, and therefore there's no kedusha to speak of, and therefore we don't have to go up in level, we start from the highest level, namely that of the rosh, that of the head. So back inside now, the Gemara says, halfway down the almond here, Tanu Rabbanim. Kishu Noel Noel Shel Yamin. The Brayis says when you put on shoes, you put the right shoe on first. V'acharkach Noel Shel Shmol. Then you put in the left shoe. Kishu Cholitz. When you remove the shoes, Cholitz Shel Shmol. V'acharkach Cholitz Shel Yamin. Then you take off the left shoe first. Then afterwards you take off the right shoe first. And Rashi explains why in that way. Cholitz Shel Shmol. Dezel Kvodo Shel Yamin. That's the honor for the right. The fact you leave the right on first, removing the left shoe is the way to do it. Gemara then says, then kishu, this is what we just said before about sicha and rechitza, kishu sach, when a person puts oil on, sach sheyamim v'chakach shasmol, you should first rub oil in the right side of your body, your right hand, your right leg, and then the left hand, and they connect from sicha to rechitza, the same thing by bathing. But rotsa losach kagufa, those who want to put oil all over the body, he should be first sach rosha tchila, you should first put oil in the head first, just like rechitza we mentioned, v'pnei shu melach al kol evar, because this is the king, the in charge of all the other Avar. So that's the end of the discussion of getting dressed and putting on shoes. There's a Tosas here on the side, the Sayim, the small of the Katar, that you put on the left shoe and then you tie the left shoe first. What if you have no shoelaces? You have just slip-ons. So Omer Riva, the Dafkalin Kshira, who the Chashiva Shel Small. Only with respect to tying, is there any Chashivas to the left side. Tfei Mishum the Chashivas Tfilin, who Bekshira, because Tfilin is with the Kshira. About Ipchalo, but the opposite, no, meaning something that doesn't have anything to do with Kshira, then the Small would have no relevance. The high timer for this reason, Yesh Lino Shel Yamim Tchila B'Menalim Shein Bam Kshira. If there is no left, there's no tying, so then the right foot goes first. Right goes before left in terms of everything. Only with respect to Kshira do you make Kshira go first. So back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara said, Vlo B'Tfilim. So one of the things a person can't wear on Shabbos is Tfilim. You can't wear Tfilim on Shabbos. So the Gemara points out that Amar of Safra Lo Tema Aliba Deman Damar Shabbos La B'Deman Tfilim. Not needless to say, according to the one that Shabbos isn't the time of Tefillin. Why is Shabbos not the time of Tefillin? So there are two different reasons brought down in the Gemara Menachos why you don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. One reason is that because it says in the Pasuk, "Shamarta esachuka hazos miyamim yamima," you protect it, shamarta, you keep it, you preserve it on certain days, yam yamima, which days? Yes, on a weekday, as opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tif, the Gemara says you don't. And the Gemara says there's another reason why, a different opinion why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, that's because it's called an os. Ukshartim la'os. And tefillin serves as an os. So you have the os of tefillin during the week. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves serve as an os. So there's a discussion in Mefarshim, what's the os of Shabbos, melacha of Shabbos. Some say Yom Tov, it's the mitzvahs of Yom Tov. So there is a machlok as well, the os is, but certainly there is an os on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So when there's os on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need the os of tefillin. So Shaul Gitari says, what's an afkamina between the two different reasons of why a person doesn't wear tefillin on Shabbos? Is it because the pasuk Mishmarta is achukah azos miyamim yamima, or is it because of a kshartim laos? Says the afkamina is there a lav to wear tefillin on Shabbos? If it's based on the pasuk Mishmarta, Mishmarta is always lason shamar v'zachar, shamar implies los asays. He says there would be an issa deraisa, according to this man, the Adamar, to wear tefillin on Shabbos. But if it's based on a kshartim laos, it's not an issa deraisa, just you don't need it. It's unnecessary to have another os. But if you were to wear it, it wouldn't be an issa deraisa, but the Rashi Gzari says there still would be an issa midrabanan. Today it's all daf in practice. I spoke about the following question. Chaim Kanievsky asks, Bar Mitzvah boys, is there ever a heter to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Are you ever allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? So one answer is that if you find tefillin outside in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and there is no Erev, so then one would be allowed to, the Gemara in Erev says. You could wear it, you can't carry it, but you're allowed to wear it to a safe place. But there's another reason, it's a Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen says, the reason why you don't have an Os on Shabbos is because we have two Osos. We always want two Osos with us all the time. Os Bris Milah is something that we always have. During the week we have a second Os of tefillin, and on Shabbos we have a Shabbos instead of tefillin. There's always two Osos. But let's say a person who didn't have a bris milah because his brothers died having bris milah. So the din is that such a person's in danger. He doesn't get a bris milah because the way his blood works, the way his genes, his DNA doesn't allow for him to safely have blood clotting or however the bris milah works. So he doesn't have a bris milah. He's an art. So he doesn't have the os of a bris. So for him, he needs two osos. So he has an os during the week. He only has an os of tefillin. He can't make any other os. But on Shabbos, where Shabbos is an os, he still needs a second os. He doesn't have a milah, so he's allowed to wear tefillin as a second os. That's brought down by the Trumas HaDeshen. But nonetheless, the Beis Yosef says we don't paskin this way. But that's, in theory, an interesting example. Back inside the Gemara now. So the Gemara says you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So again, lo tema liba deman damar Shabbos lav zman tefillin. Who, needless to say, the one who holds Shabbos isn't as man tefillin. So there's nothing to talk about. Of course, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Even those who hold that Shabbos is the time of wearing tefillin, so you're allowed to wear it, it's completely okay. Lo yete, a person should still not wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? Dilma asu la'asuya b'rishis rabim. You might come carry it b'rishis rabim. So that's, therefore, it's a chashash, and therefore we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. V'ikud demasni la'seifa. Others learn this on the seifa. It says, v'im yatsa ina chayv chatas. If a person, it said that a person should not wear tefillin on Shabbos. If he does, he's not chayv chatas. It's not asu midiraisa. So according to this, it says, Amar of Safra, if Safra is commenting on this stage, that you're not chayv chatas, lo teima liba deman damar Shabbos man tefillin. Needless to say, the one who holds Shabbos is man tefillin. So of course, if you wear it on Shabbos, there's no, it's not considered carrying. It's considered a tachshit, considered wearing something. But el afilu deman damar Shabbos loves man tefillin. Even if you hold that tefillin isn't the right zaman, the Shabbos is not the right zaman for tefillin, still if you wear it, you wouldn't be chayv chatas. Ainu chayv chatas. My time of derech malbush avida. It's considered derech malbush. It's considered wearing, and therefore all opinions would say it would be entirely permitted. And this just becomes interesting that it's considered derech malbush because the Maral says the connection, go back to the shoes and the tefillin for a second, the connection, he says, when it comes to tefillin and shoes, they're both unique because they're not really wearing. You wear a shirt, you wear pants, you wear socks, but you don't wear tefillin, you wrap it around yourself, that's not called wearing. Shoes also, he felt, shoes you don't wear, shoes you wrap around your leg to keep on, he felt tefillin and shoes are not considered wearing, that's considered just tying around, wrapping around your foot, but that's not called wearing. But here clearly, the Gemara calls it derech malbush, it is considered normal wearing, but that's not such a kasha, because even shoes are considered derech malbush. But certainly there is something different about shoes and tefillin than other types of clothing that one wears. But l'gabi hilcha Shabbos, it's all considered derech malbush and permitted. It's at least a b'dieved. If one were to wear it, it wouldn't be chayv chatas according to all opinions. So now the Gemara goes into an interesting discussion about kemios. Kemios are little pieces of paper that people would write some psukim or shemos Hashem or other things to help a person who might be ill for a refuah to heal a person who's sick, or maybe to prevent the person from getting sick. So the Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said, "V'lo b'kemiyah b'zman she'ino mina muncha." A person cannot wear kemiyah on Shabbos, cannot carry a kemiyah on Shabbos if it wasn't written by an expert doctor or an expert mumcha in these world. He's not allowed to. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Papa lo teima ad mumcha gavra mumcha kemiyah." Don't tell me you have to wait for a person who's an expert or a doctor or a writer as a mumcha, and also that the mumcha, that the kemiyah itself is proven. Meaning, you have a person, sometimes, the Gemara is going to go through examples very shortly, but sometimes you can have a person who's a mumcha, who's been proven three times that he can write kemiyos that work, and you also have a particular kemiyah that has a chazaka of working, even though the doctor himself hasn't proven himself by writing three different kemiyos. So we'll see. So the Gemara says again, Amar Papa, lo tema, don't say, adim mumcha gavra, u mumcha kemiyah. You don't need both the mumcha, the writer to be a mumcha, and also that the kemiyah itself, the actual writing has to be an expert. You don't need both those criteria. Elakeirin the mumcha gavra, since the individual has been proven, he's got a proven track record of writing good kemiyos, that individual, afa gav dilo mumcha kemiyah, even though this particular kemiyah, meaning the guy has got a great track record and now he's writing a new kemiyah. He's never used this one before, so you don't know if it's going to work. That's enough, since he has a track record, so then you would be allowed to walk around with such a kemiyah if it's written by a mumcha. Dekanami dekatani, it's very precise to say this and exact to say this. V'lo kemiyah bizman shein mina mumcha, it says when the kemiyah wasn't written by the mumcha, v'lo katani bizman shein mumcha. It doesn't talk about the object of the kemiyah, it talks about the individual that was written by a mumcha. Shema mina, we care about the gavra being a mumcha, not so much about the kemiyah being a mumcha. So the Gemara now says, further, the last few lines of the Amud here, Tanur Rabbanan Ezu Kemiyah Mumcha, what's considered a Kemiyah that's been proven, that's a Mumcha that has proven results. So the Gemara says, Kol Sharipa B'Shana V'Shalosh, that if a Mumcha, rather Kemiyah, had been successful 1, 2, 3 times, create a Chazaka of being successful, so that's considered good. Echad kemiyah shekasav, echad kemiyah sheikarn, whether it's written ksav, it was written out, whatever psukim or shemus Hashem is using was all written out, or ikarn, meaning just the rush of prakim were written, but not the actual words, or maybe rush of tables. So echad chalash sheish bo sakana, echad chalash shein bo sakana, whether or not the person was dangerously ill, or even just not dangerously ill, but just real chala, regardless of the level of severity. And lo shenichba, can't be a situation where he already had been terribly sick, where he fell, was bedridden, but rather where he's prevent him from getting to that point. Rashi says, what does it mean for shlo nichba? Not to say a person who only is such a person who is bedridden Nichba, Hainu Choli Shalom, Nofel Mechmasa, a person falls from it being so strong, he gets up and keeps collapsing. Umakeo Barosha, Bamocha, Mapilo, and he gets hit in his head, gets, knocked unconscious. Not such an extreme, you don't have to wait for such an extreme case to have to, such a chola. He comes from such a family that they fall, they collapse. So, such a history, a family history, even that would be sufficient to write it, to prevent, preventative measure as well would be allowed. So the Gemara says further, so you have such a kamiya that's been proven three times, and kosher matir, filu b'shisrabim, you could tie it and untie it, even if shisrabim, u'bevan shalei kshirenu, as long as you don't tie it, going on to Amud Beis here. Hold on a second. Bishir padabas, you can't tie it around any type of bracelet, ring, or any other type of jewelry. V'yetzibob b'shisrabim, mishim maras ayin, because it's a certain maras ayin that looks like a person is... And this looks like a person's not using it for a refuah purpose. It looks like he's using it simply for tachshit, and it's not really considered tachshit. So it has to be clear in such a way where you're not wearing it as decoration, but rather you're wearing it for refuah purposes. So this is the long brisa that tells about using a kamiya that's been proven three different times. That's what the brisa says. So the Gemara now says, just give me one second here. I want to look at one thing. Okay, so the Gemara now says on the top of Amud Beis as follows. So after proving from the Braisa that this kamiya has been proven three times, it got a great track record, the Gemara says, V'atana, but doesn't the Braisa say, Ezu kamiya mumcha, kol shripa gimel b'nei adam ke'achar? So doesn't kamiya refer to when three different people were healed by this kamiya? Not that it healed a person, one person, three different times? So Rashi explains that the question is, V'atana kol shripa gimel b'nei adam, Le'el katani, kol sharipa, initially we had said in the Raisa, anything as mirape, vishana, vishilesh, three times, afil adam echad, even for one person. So how come the Raisa earlier said even one person who was healed three times is enough to prove the kamiya, but here you need three different people? It says shlosh b'nei adam. Is it three different people, or is it even one person three times? And the Gemara says, lokasha, there is no contradiction, ha limchuye gavra, ha limchuye kamiya. One is trying to prove a track record for the person, one trying to prove a track record for the particular kamiya. So Rashi says here, hadik the mechuy gavra, hadik atani gimel bnei adam, three different people, is mishum destam gimel bnei adam, shoshim minei kalaim, three different people have three different illnesses, v'ayir begimel minei kamim, and therefore three different kamim are being used, shenem domim zelazah, they're not similar to each other, and therefore if this guy could produce three different kamim for three different illnesses for three different people, that proves he's a mumcha, the gavra's a mumcha. Above is referring to the same exact kamiya for the same exact illness, and it proves it. So now we know the kamiya has a good function because it proves itself three times for the same illness. So once to prove a kamiya it works, and once to prove that the mumcha is a mumcha. Gemara now says four lines down from the top. Amar Rav Papa Pshitali is obvious to me. Tlas kami letlas gavre tlas tlas azimna. So you have three kamiyos for three different people and three different times. It's tamche gavra, the person v'tamche kamiya. That proves both the individual is an expert, and also it proves that the, Tlas kamiya, latlas gavri, three kamiyos for three different people, tlasa, tlasa zima, three different times, etamche gavri, etamche kamiya. That we've proven the individual has got a great track record, because he produced three different kamiyos, and we also prove that the kamiyos did, because we used the kamiyos on three different occasions. Each one was used three different times. Now, tlasa kamiya, three different kamiyos. The tlasa gavra for three different people, chad chad zimna, each one was only used one time, so gavra tamche. So now this person produced a three different kamiyos and they all worked, so we've proven the individual's a mumcha, kamiya lo itamche, but we haven't proven that the kamiya, unless the kamiya was used three different times, we haven't proven the usage of the kamiya. Chad kamiya, the tlasa gavra, one kamiya was used for three different people, so then kamiya itamche, we've proven the kamiya works, but gavra itamche, but the individual hasn't produced three different kamiyos, and we haven't proven his expertise yet. By Rav Papa now asks, after setting up the stage, tlasa kamiya lechad gavra, three different kamiyos for one different person, my. Kamiya v'adai lo itamche, so there, he hasn't, the kamiya itself, because is not proven, because he used three different kamiyos for the one person, so the kamiya isn't proven. But gavra itamcha, but the gavra, the person has, the doctor has, whatever you call him, because he used three different kamiyos and it all worked, so he has been proven as an expert. Although itamcha, maybe it didn't work, because mi amrin, do we say, ha asile, he got healed, and therefore he's a mumcha, o dilma, mazid ha gavra hu, the kama kaba kasra. Maybe the patient has got a great mazel, and for that reason it was successful, but nothing to do with the doctor. Maybe you need to have three different patients to prove it's not about the patient, it's rather about the doctor. Now, doctor is not the right word, but just for lack of other better word to use in this context, so it must be that the patient, the same person who has saved three different kamios, so it must be maybe it's the patient who has warranted this. And what's a mazel? Rashi says a mazel, as we said, we discussed in the past, a mazel referring to the malach. There's a certain malach, a certain mazel that helps him, and he's got a certain mazel that protects him, and is a certain zechuyos, and has to do with the patient, nothing to do with the doctor. Now, if you look at Rashi for a second, Rashi says, what about the doctor? Maybe it's a doctor. Maybe it's the doctor's got the mazel. He says, it can't be the doctor's got the mazel. This is Rashi, Diba Mazel, V'tamchu Kamiya. Any lomer mazel rofe gorim, Dana Dabar Tolib Mazel rofe, El Vachach Mazel. It doesn't depend on the doctor. The doctor has a chachma, not mazel. The patient needs a mazel. The one who's ill needs the mazel. The doctor who's performing, there's no mazel involved there. It's about his chachma. So you can't attribute it to his mazel. So it's either that the rofe has got the chachma, he's able to write three different kamios, or no, maybe it's the mazel of the patient because it's the same patient in all three instances. And the Gemara says, take it. We're not sure in this particular case whether that establishes a mumcha or not a mumcha according to our papa. So Gemara now says halfway down the Amadir, Ibailu Kimin Yeshra Mishim Kedusha O Duma Einbem Mishim Kedusha. Let's say you write a Kamiya with a different psukim and a different, Shemus Hashem. Is there any Kedusha involved there or not? So the Gemara says, Mahil Chasab, with respect to which halacha are we concerned if there's Kedusha? So the Gemara says, Elaim, if it's referring to Latsulune Mipnei Adleika, to save it from a fire. If there's a fire, the Gemara tells us in the end of Masechta that you could save Sifrei Torah and other Svarim. So could you save this Kamios? Tashmat says, Habrachos Vakamim, Afa Pishesh Bam Osios, Uminianos Harbe, Shabbat Torah, Eimatsin Osom Mipnei Adleika, that even though Brachos and Kamim, they have Shemos Hashem, they have the topics of Brachos and Inyanim of Torah, you don't save them from the Dleika, but Nisrafim Bimkomam, you let them burn in their place. Why would you let them burn? Because the din is, it's Aser to write Brachos, it's Aser to write Kamios. So even though we're talking about Kamios here, it's still Aser to write them, and therefore one shouldn't save them. So for this reason, so the Mepharshim pointed out, Bizman Azeh, where you're allowed to write Brachos, and you're allowed to write Kamiyim, because otherwise we forgot things, and then they used to know everything by heart. Baal Peh. Now we don't know things Baal Peh anymore, so we could write Gemara, we could write Brachos, and therefore since there's a heter to write, many poskim say that you would save Brachos and Kamim from the from a Deleika. But the Rashba comes along and says, no, that might be true with respect to Brachos, if there's a heter to write Brachos, but he felt that with regard to Kamios, he still felt that it's also to write Kamios, and therefore for Brachos you could save from a Deleika, but you shouldn't save Kamim from a Breika, from a Deleika, from a fire. The Torah argues and the Torah says, no, just like you could save Brachos Bizman Hazeh, you should also be able to save Kamios Bizman Hazeh, because you are allowed to write Brachos and you are allowed to write Kamios as well, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So can you write Kamios or can you not write Kamios? Are you allowed to? Bizman Hazeh. So the Rashba says it depends. The Rashba says it depends what type of Kamiya you're writing. He says, if you're, because it's Isra actually to use Psukim to heal. So he says, if you're using Psukim to heal one who's already ill, that's Aser to do that. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us you can't use Psukim to heal someone, so such a Kamiya would be Aser to write, and such a Kamiya you wouldn't save from a Deleika. But a Kamiya that's there to protect someone from getting ill, that's not a violation of using Psukim, and that would be allowed to, you can write that, and you would be able to save that from a Deleika on Shabbos as well. Either way, back to the Gemara, so the Gemara, at least in the time of the Gemara, it wasn't even a Shaila, you could not save a Kamiya with respect to a Deleika, with respect to a fire. So what was the question here regarding the Kedusha of Kamiya? So the Gemara says, Elalin Geniza, you have to do Geniza, do you have to bury it? Is there a Kedusha to it like other Sifrei Kodesh? So the Gemara says, Tashma, haya kasev al yadlus hakelim al kirei hamita. Let's say you have some shemus Hashem, some psukim written on the hand of a keli, of a pot or a pan, or on the legs of a mita. So what should you do? So the Gemara says yogur v'ganizenu. You should carve it out, and then you should do geniza. So geniza is also, these things require geniza. So that wasn't a shayla. Elo likanes behen bebeis akisei mai. Can you wear them into a bath? And that's really the question. Now, this happens all too often. You know, people go to Eretz Yisrael for the year. Girls go to seminary. They come back with these very nice bracelets and necklaces with the jewelry on them, written very, very nice. That really poses a problem of going into the Beis HaKiseh. So this is the question. Can one wear a kamiya into the Beis HaKiseh? So the Gemara says as follows. says that again, the karnas behind beis akisai. My, what's the din? Yesh bem kedusha v'aser. Is there kedusha to these kamim and it's prohibited? Oh, dilma ein bem kedusha v'shayar. Perhaps there is no kedusha to these kamios, and therefore one would be allowed to enter into a bathroom wearing and holding a kamir. So what's the din? What's the answer? Tashma v'lo b'kamiyah b'zman shein min a mumcha. You can't wear on Shabbos a kamiyah if it was not written by a mumcha. Ha min a mumcha nafik. But if it was written by a mumcha, you can wear it on Shabbos. The e-amris, if you say kamiyah n'yeshvim kedusha, if there's kedusha to this kamiyah, b'zimnan, sometimes d'mitzarech l'beis akise. You'd have to go to the bathroom. It happens. It's a part of your life. And v'asi l'asuyah dal amos b'shis rab. Now what's going to happen is, well, you can't bring them into the base hakise because it's kedusha, so you take them off. And what happened is, whenever you take anything off, there's always a chashash you might carry it. So how is that allowed? If it's written by mumcha, shouldn't you be concerned of going to the base hakise? So Gemara says, again, zimnin de mitzarech l'base hakise, v'asi l'asuyah dal amos b'shis rab. Gemara says, no, hachba b'askinan b'kmiya shel ikarim. We had mentioned before in Amun Aleph that there are different ways to write a kamiyah. One way is to use ikarim, which means just the Rosh HaTevah. It's not really writing the pesukim out, not really writing Shemus Hashem. If it came to Shemus Hashem, it sounds like from the Gemara here that one should not wear it on Shabbos because one would have to take them off before going to the Beis HaKisei, but wearing ikarim, so that would suddenly be allowed on Shabbos and would not pose a question at all in a Beis HaKisei. The Gemara says, V'hatani, but doesn't the Brisa say that Echad kamiyah shaksav, Echad kamiyah shaikarim? That we're talking about both types of kamiyim, that either one, they both have the same exact din, that if it's not written by a mumcha, you can't wear it, but if it is written by a mumcha, you can wear both the one ksav, full ksav, and one with the karmen as well. So that can't be what the Gemara is talking about. Elahacha b'ma askin, what's the case? B'chol sheyesh bo sakana. Talking about a person who's dangerously ill, and therefore, says Rashi Lashti line, sheyesh bo sakana, ishak le'minei, d'shar le'meil, behen le'beit zakisei, v'shim b'kuach nefesh. That if you were to take it off from him, it'd be dangerous. He can't go anywhere without it. It's important for him to survive this way. It's bikuach nefesh, so therefore he'd be allowed to bring it into the Beis HaKisei because the kedusha of the kamiyah and being into makom tuma is allowed to be docha to protect from bikuach nefesh. So we see from here that right now, at least at this stage of the Gemara, if it's a guy to chol sheyesh bo sakana, he's allowed to wear it, and he can even wear it into the bathroom because of bikuach nefesh. He won't take it off at all. But it's implied from here, but if it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, where he's not in a dangerous situation, so he should take it off and not bring it into the bathroom. It's not necessary for him to bring it to the bathroom, but he might end up taking it off and carrying it. That's the question. But we see from here, either way, that a chol sheyesh bo sakana can bring it into the bathroom, and a chol sheyesh bo sakana cannot bring it into the bathroom, and we're learning that from the sugyas of Shabbos. Mar says, no, how could that be? V'hatan, the Brisa says, Echad chol sheyesh bo sakana, Echad chol sheyesh bo sakana. They both have the same exact din, regardless of the severity of the illness. That if it wasn't written by Mumcha, you should not wear it. And if it was written by the Mumcha, you can wear it. So how could you wear it? Shouldn't you be concerned you might take it off before bringing it into the bathroom? So Ella Gemara says, Kemi demasei al afagav denakit lebiyadei nami shapir dami. So the din is that you're right, you'll have to take it off. But it's okay to carry such a kamiyah on Shabbat. It's not a violation. Why? Says Rashi, afagav denakit lebiyadei, even though you're holding it on, it's called a tachshit, that's how you wear the tachshit. Hilkach inami maisle dal amos biyadayim lo mechayiv. And therefore, if you carry it down amos, it's not a problem. I mean, if I wear a shirt, that's wearing. The way to wear kamiyah is anything. To hold it, to put in your pocket, whenever the kamiyah is on you somehow, that's considered a malbush, and not a violation of Hilchos Shabbos. So there's no chashash. As long as the kamiyah is written by a mumcha, you're allowed to carry it, hold it in any way in Shabbos, and therefore, there is no raya about bringing it to the bathroom or not bringing it to the bathroom. Maybe you can wear it into the bathroom, maybe you can't wear it to the bathroom, but either way, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it. So that question is still an open-ended question. We'll have to get to the answer tomorrow in discussing this point, and it'll be very halach l'maisa in terms of whether or not these girls, or even boys, can wear these psukim and wearing them into the bathroom. Everyone have a wonderful day.